You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
My name is Noah Haynes. I'm here with Uniflora, and you're listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series. Uniflora is a DIY rock group composed of Quinn Dugan, Theo Williams, and Ruby O'Brien. Originating in the Chicago area, they play a variety of post-punk, experimental, alternative, psychedelic, maybe even a little shoegaze here and there. Uniflora has performed at several iconic Chicago venues, as well as in New York, Washington, D.C., and they're still in high school. Uniflora, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
All right, so let's start off. If you'll just introduce yourself and let us know what you do with the band.
My name is Ruby O'Brien. I play drums, and I also do backing vocals on this new record.
Hi, I'm Quinn. I play guitar and sing, and I also play bass on one song.
Hi, I'm Theo Williams, and I play bass, and I play guitar on one song.
Yes. All right, now before we talk about the new album, I want to focus a little bit on that DIY label that you guys have given yourself. And this is beyond just your music. I was looking at your posters, your artwork, your music videos. I mean, your song Hell Girl even has like a stop motion music video, which is very DIY. Where does that appreciation of those aesthetics come from?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's really like an appreciation for the aesthetics, or it's more just like, when we want to like make something, the first thing we think of is, okay, how are we going to do this like with what's available to us? Like the stop motion thing, that was something I messed around with that a lot during lockdown. And so I was kind of like, okay, for at least one of our songs, I want to attempt to do a stop motion thing.
It's inspiring to see all the bands in the Chicago scene just sort of do DIY stuff too. You know, we draw inspiration from a lot of bands to do DIY stuff. Some of our friends do some great DIY stuff. And, you know, we just take ideas and try to do our own thing with it.
Okay, so that's some of the old. I want to talk about the new. Let's talk about the new album, More Gums Than Teeth. I was noticing, so whenever you guys talked to WBEZ Chicago, you had said that you were trying to make an album that actually has an idea behind it and not just a bunch of unrelated things, like you were saying. Do you think that More Gums Than Teeth matches up to that goal, or did that goal change along the way?
Yeah, I think we kind of scrapped that idea. We wanted to like sit down and write something that was like cohesive, but I think in putting this record out, we all kind of just thought, I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore as long as it all sounds good together. Not to say we won't do it in the future, but we kind of scrapped it just in writing the record because it just ultimately came down to whatever was like creatively inspiring us, I think.
Like you were saying, even if the idea changed a little bit over time of making it a cohesive thing, some songs didn't make it on this album, right? Like LMCB is not on here. What makes it where LMCB, a track that you've played before and people like and everything like that, doesn't make it on, but something like Typewriter does? Like where does Typewriter feel like it fits, like this weird like 20 little second song fits in with the album, whereas LMCB doesn't?
I mean, Typewriter was just kind of like me messing around with like my 4-track recorder at home. That was like completely outside of the studio, just like me on my own. That was kind of like the band entrusting me to make some kind of like transitions, I guess, because I did feel like it was necessary, even though we had like a good amount of songs. Those like Cosmic Sound and Typewriter, those two songs are kind of like good transitions. Yeah.
Yeah, to add on to Ruby, I don't know whether you could define Cosmic Sound and Typewriter as like songs. The difference between those two, or three, I guess, rather, is that LMCB was sort of its own thing, and Typewriter and Cosmic Sound were sort of meant for the album.
Now, we talked a little bit about what we're doing new on this album, how we're switching things up. Even on your Bandcamp page, it says that in the description that it's capturing three young musicians pushing themselves in inspired new directions. What are some other ways that you did new things on this album that you guys pushed yourselves?
Now we actually have Ruby singing with me, which I think has definitely improved what we can do with songs and stuff. And besides that, we also tried using a lot more of, we talked a lot, I think, in interviews about like using more of the studio, but we definitely did try to do that a lot. We have like an organ, like a synth, like a pedal steel on one song, and kalimba, way more overdubs than we've ever like messed with. So that was kind of fun to be able to do some layering. I think before we were just like, okay, we get the power trio of like instruments down, and then that's our song done.
Theo, I know that you played some more guitar on this album, is that right?
Yeah, I played guitar on two or more. Me and Ruby both played guitar, actually. She made some of the sounds on Elongated Cat Fist in the speed up section.
So. Yeah, and I think it's kind of fun that we get to like switch instruments live, because it is like one of our like foundational aspects, like how we were supposed to be switching off between drums and guitar. It's kind of like special in a way that they get to do that now. We're all like good at our instruments, but also I think like my main instrument is technically guitar. That's what I like learned on. So I think it's kind of also really special that we get to kind of incorporate other instruments that we play too. And it's really fun live because it kind of just confuses everybody.
Oh, I'm sure. Influences only inside of rock, or do you have influences outside of rock, maybe even outside of music, that affect either this album or the music you create?
I don't know. I guess just music in general. I mean, when I was younger, like listening to hip hop in the car with my dad was like a big influence on my kind of, I guess, rhythmic journey. That was like a big thing for me. And then now, obviously, we all bond over various rock bands, experimental. Like last summer there was a lot of talk about like Animal Collective. We were weirdly gonna maybe go in a synth route. We even bought a synth that we never used. So yeah, it's really always changing.
There's been a revival in the Chicago scene of power pop, so there's been a lot of listening to power pop recently. But
true,
recently I've just been revisiting older stuff, because I feel like at the start of the band's inception, I was trying to listen to new stuff. Like I was like, oh, I should listen to a bunch of Black Midi, what's coming out of England, just new stuff around Chicago and New York, let's see what I can get. But I think recently I've been revisiting the 60s and 70s, just trying to, you know, sift through those decades and see what's good. But I mean, outside of music too, I mean, we've all been getting into movies more, and I think that might be a big influence. And I know Quinn's influenced lyrically by books a lot, mystery novels.
And it's not like I find like detective novels very like musical or anything. It's more just like, I don't know, when I'm writing lyrics, it's kind of like, I guess I'm almost thinking about it more from like a literary standpoint. I don't know, like writing lyrics, I think, was probably like the hardest part of like being in a band. Like for me, the only like solution I've kind of come up with for that is like kind of trying to write around like whatever, like a scene of like something I have happening in my head.
But yeah, no, we've just been getting into a bunch of different stuff just outside of music, and I think it's been enriching the music we produce.
I wanted to ask you, so much of your existence, just because of who you are and your age, has been about you guys being a high school band, being younger and everything like that. That's been a big focus. And even on your YouTube channel, you say that your sound resonates with the authenticity of adolescence. So as you get towards the end of school, the end of senior year, end of high school, end of teenage years, do you think that's something you're going to be able to hold on to, that that's going to change? Is that something you even thought about at all?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's not like when we write music, we're like, okay, like we need to make sure that we sound like
kids like this.
Yeah, we're like we're writing to the kids, you know. I don't know. I don't think we're going to become boring when we grow up. But I think...
Watch out.
But I don't know. I would be surprised if we sound the like similar to how we are now, like whatever, a few years down the line. Like us being like a young band, I guess that's like that's definitely what people end up talking to us a lot about. So I guess we're just kind of like, yeah, that's true. I guess we can own that.
I think our sound like probably has to change at some point.
As we mature.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I think that happens to most bands too. But yeah, I think like being a youth band is kind of like part of the allure of the band. But I think at a certain point it'll kind of switch over and it'll just be like, oh, people just like us because you know we make good music. So.
Something exciting to track for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see how things change. I mean, just how you've changed from your EP to your first album, like you were saying. I'm excited to see what happens next as you continue to grow and explore. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
If you want to keep up to date with our shows, we have our website, uniflora.band.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
Uniflora Band.
They got to get the clout for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Noah Haynes. You've been listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series. Thanks again, Uniflora, so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye now.
I never did it once, and I never will again. What I wouldn't do.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.